final segment of Texans 360, our off-season summer showcase for this week. It's a doozy. Let's start it off with the fashion show at Tootsie's with some Texans players strutting the runway.
Deck My Room is a small organization, but it's such a wonderful organization. It goes into hospital rooms of extended stay kids and decorates it for them so they feel more at home.
For us to do anything really to make their stay more comfortable, a little, maybe bring a little bit of fun into a very difficult situation, we want to be a part of that.
Anytime you can wrap fashion and, you know, doing things for a great cause all in one, you know, I'm all about it. So, you know, it's actually our first year doing it. So, you know, I definitely look forward to doing it in the future.
It's fun, you know, and it's an honor. And anytime we have an opportunity to do, you know, good things for the community, you know, we love to do it.
Just shows you the quality and the character of our players. They really care about the community. They care about kids, and they want to give back. And it's not just something they talk about. It's something they really do, and they're here tonight showing, you know, their great support once again.
I'm more nervous now than I am before any football game, but that's beside the point.
Fashion shows you have to bring your A game, man. I definitely feel like I brought my A game today.
Events like this, people kind of pop up out of nowhere, and I didn't come here with a bow tie, but I saw everyone else wearing ties and bow ties, so I decided to, you know, upgrade my outfit and was able to grab one just in time.
An hour before we came, I went in the closet and I was like, I hope this stuff fits still. It's the off season.
Kareem will be good. Kareem is a defensive back. He's got good feet.
A guy like Kareem Jackson, you know, those smaller, more svelte gentlemen in the plant. Yeah, it's tough to compete with them. Did you see his shoes? Yeah, see, that doesn't work in a size 15 or a 16. Nah, that's not going
to
fly.
He brings some stuff to the table when it comes to fashion, you know. But as far as the teaching, you know, I'm the guru.
When it comes to showing out, we all know that it's me.
That was a fun event for the players. Now, what's fun for us working in Texans media, the scouting combine. And when that event took place in late February, our very own D.P. Sidhu had a chance to visit with an Indianapolis Colt, the crazy putter, Pat McAfee. Let's look in.
D.P. Sidhu here at the NFL Combine with Indianapolis's punter, Pat McAfee. How's it going today, Pat?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to chat with you. Every single year we get the opportunity to travel to Houston, it's my favorite city to go to, and that's not a joke.
Oh, you don't just say that to everybody that interviews you here?
I don't. I love Houston. I really do. Great steak places. The people are amazing, and Reliance Stadium is the loudest stadium I've ever played in. That's a 100% true story.
Well, you know, you do a lot of stuff in the media. What's it like between playing in the NFL and all of your work that you do with NFL Network and all the interviews? What's that been like for you? You seem to really come into your own. And now you've got your own show as well, right?
Yeah, my show is only here in Indy. It's watched by about 30 people. But guys like Shane Leckler, who kind of paved the way for punters to kind of make an impact on a game. Shane was a guy I looked up to in my entire career, a guy I still look up to and try to learn from. But I don't have to memorize as many plays or game strategies or anything like that. So it opens me up a little free time doing media. Just like to chit-chat a little bit. Sometimes I put on a little makeup because I haven't seen the sun here in Indy in about 2 months. But it's just a lot of fun. I just have a good time. That's about it.
What about J.J. Watt? You had a chance to see him at the Pro Bowl a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think of what he's been doing in the season he had this year?
Well, his season was unbelievable. That turn down for Watt thing that happens at Ryan Stadium is one of the coolest
NRG,
things.
NRG, but yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's just such a good person. He's a hardworking person. And then whenever I got a chance to meet him at the Pro Bowl, it's just like he's real. He's not a fake person.
It's okay to say you like Pat McAfee in the offseason. He'll be the enemy once again when the season commences, of course. Now, our final video of the night, this is one of my favorite ones of the entire year. Touch and Talk by your Houston Texans cheerleaders. Knockouts.
With us today, we have the hottest girl ever. Here she is.
Sarah F. She is one of our calendar girls and one of our wonderful rookies.
Yay!
Rookie love!
How is your hair always so on point right now? I love your hair.
Always.
So sweet.
It's so pretty.
Actually, I just washed it, so y'all are very sweet.
Oh,
I really appreciate it.
What do y'all do with your hands?
Just however.
On my hips, but
you can put it on us if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, we can all interview. You want a hug?
Okay, perfect. So, Ashley, what are some of your other hobbies?
Well, I love to cook. I like to say I'm a very good cook.
She's so fit, though. How does she love to cook and she's this fit?
Abs are made in the kitchen, ladies, so.
We all know you have an awesome body. So what do you do?
I work out with Shaunette.
She gets her abs.
Let's see your guns. Let's see your guns. Here they are. Woo, look at those guns.
Gun show, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. As your first year on the team, what is the absolute weirdest thing that's happened to you?
Oh, the weirdest thing. Oh, man. I don't know.
In the past, I've been Superwoman, and Ariel's basically a superhero. So.
And so we had a little conversation, and I like, took off because I didn't want a group of people to come. But, yeah, right, like, that was going to happen. But
it was very distracting. I kept looking, and I was like, is she going to notice that there was somebody touching her?
Because I would stop. Have noticed. Not the whole time. I didn't stop.
Look at her nails right now. Her nails are so beautiful.
Where do you get your nails done?
Different places.
She works for an eyelash extension company. Like, the eyelash. Okay. How can you not look beautiful with
look
these beautiful
eyelashes right now?
So
they're
beautiful.
So pretty.
Okay, so how do you feel being the only redhead on the team?
Well, it's kind of fun, I'd say. But I are you petting me?
Well, that's all the time we have for tonight, everybody. Thank you very much for watching Texans 360. Have a great evening. Go Texans!